The brass tap, when the bronze whistle blows, pull the big lever and steer by pulling the ropes.
Right, said Erne, but he still looks doubtful. It's a precision device, he said.
And I am a professional soldier, said Simony. I'm not a superstitious peasant.
Fine, fine. Well, if you're sure...
They'd had time to put a few finishing touches to the moving turtle. There were serrated edges to the shell and spikes on the wheels, and, of course, the waste steam pipe. He was a little uncertain about the waste steam pipe.
It's merely a device, said Simony. It does not present a problem.
Give us an hour, then. You should just get to the temple by the time we get the doors open.
Right. Understood. Off you go. Sergeant Fergman knows the way.
Erne looked at the steam pipe and bit his lip. I don't know what effect it's going to have on the enemy, he thought, but it scares the hells out of me.
Brother woke up, or at least ceased trying to sleep. Lutze had gone, probably sweeping somewhere.
He wandered through the deserted corridors of the novice section. It would be hours before the new cenobite arch was crowned. There were dozens of ceremonies to be undertaken first. Everyone who was anyone would be in the place and the surrounding piazzas, and so would the even greater number of people who were no one very much. The sestinas were empty, the endless prayers left unsung. The citadel might have been dead were it not for the huge, indefinable background roar of tens of thousands of people being silent. Sunlight filtered down through the light wells. Brother had never felt more alone. The wilderness had been a feast of fun compared to this. Last night with Lutze, it had all seemed so clear. Last night he'd been in a mood to confront Vorbis there and then. Last night there seemed to be a chance. Anything was possible last night. That was the trouble with last nights. They were always followed by this morning's. He wandered out into the kitchen level, and then into the outside world. There were one or two cooks around, preparing the ceremonial meal of meat, bread and salt, but they paid him no attention at all. He sat down outside one of the slaughterhouses. There was, he knew, a back gate somewhere around. Probably no one would stop him today if he walked out. Today they would be looking for unwanted people walking in. He could just walk away. The wilderness had seemed quite pleasant, apart from the thirst and hunger. St. Ungulant, with his madness and his mushrooms, seemed to have life exactly right. It didn't matter if you fooled yourself, provided you didn't let yourself know it. And did it well. Life was so much simpler in the desert. But there were a dozen guards by the gate. They had an unsympathetic look. He went back to his seat, which was tucked away in a corner, and stared gloomily at the ground. If Om was alive, surely he could send a sign. A grating by Brother's sandal lifted itself up a few inches and slid aside. He stared at the hole. A hooded head appeared, stared back and disappeared again. There was a subterranean whispering. The head reappeared and was followed by a body. It pulled itself onto the cobbles. The hood was pushed back. The man grinned conspiratorially at Brother, put his finger to his lips, and then, without warning, launched himself at him with violent intent. Brother rolled across the cobbles and raised his hands frantically as he saw the gleam of metal. One filthy hand clamped itself against his mouth. A knife blade made a dramatic and very final silhouette against the light.
No!
Why not? We said the first thing we'll do, we'll kill all the priests.
Not that one!
Brother dared to swivel his eyes sideways. Although the second figure rising from the hole was also wearing a filthy robe, there was no mistaking the paintbrush hairstyle. He tried to say, Erne?
Shut up, you,
said the other man, pressing the knife to his throat.
Brother, said Erne, you're alive?
Brother moved his eyes from his captor to Erne in a way which he hoped would indicate that it was too soon to make any commitment on this point.
He's all right, said Erne.
All right? He's a priest.
But he's on our side, aren't you, brother?
Brother tried to nod and thought, I'm on everyone's side. It'd be nice if just for once someone was on mine. The hand was unclamped from his mouth, but the knife remained resting on his throat. Brother's normally careful thought processes ran like quicksilver.
The turtle moves, he ventured.
The knife was withdrawn with obvious reluctance.
I don't trust him, said the man. We should shove him down the hole at least.
Brother's one of us, said Erne.
That's right, said Brother. Which ones are you?
Erne leaned closer.
How's your memory?
Unfortunately, it's fine.
Good, good. It would be a good idea to stay out of trouble, do you hear? If anything happens, remember the turtle.
Well, of course you would.